Hey there, welcome back. Today we're diving into something that's definitely catching everyone's eye. US spot Bitcoin ETFs just saw roughly $527 million in net outflows, and it's been making quite a ripple across the market.
Absolutely. And while that number looks stark at first glance, it's really signaling a notable cooling in short-term institutional demand rather than a sudden loss of faith.
Right, and I think it's so important to frame this correctly. This shift really just reflects standard market mechanics. We're seeing healthy profit-taking, routine portfolio rebalancing, and investors simply getting a bit more cautious amid broader macroeconomic uncertainty.
Exactly. And if you look at the center of this trend, you'll see BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, or IBIT, facing a prolonged slump following that record-breaking launch we all remember.
It's been a tough stretch for them, and the struggles really boil down to three key factors. First, that incredibly high initial inflow baseline is just difficult to sustain during consolidation. Second, a lot of institutional investors are tactically trading and exiting when price momentum stalls. And third, there's definitely some risk-off sentiment spilling over from traditional equity and fixed income markets.
That's a fair breakdown. But here's the interesting part. Despite those sustained redemptions, we actually saw a single day of substantial inflows that provided a temporary reprieve.
I love that little silver lining. That isolated positive flow likely represents algorithmic dip buying and systematic rebalancing by larger financial institutions. It's a great reminder that while short-term sentiment is cautious, professional investors still maintain strong confidence in Bitcoin's long-term utility.
Precisely. And we have to remember that ETF flows significantly influence market psychology and price action, even though the relationship isn't strictly linear.
That's so true. Heavy outflows can really amplify downward pressure, especially during periods of thin liquidity or macro stress. On the flip side, consistent inflows typically establish those crucial price floors and reinforce the bullish institutional narrative we've been building.
Which brings me to a key point. These redemption cycles are actually a natural component of market maturation.
I couldn't agree more. Spot Bitcoin ETFs are still establishing their historical norms. To get an accurate read, we really need to evaluate their performance over quarters and years, not just weeks.
Agreed. Moving forward, I'd recommend investors monitor four key indicators to determine whether these outflows are a temporary pause or a longer-term trend. Net flow consistency over the coming trading sessions, performance patterns among competing spot Bitcoin ETFs, macroeconomic data like interest rate decisions and inflation reports, and on-chain metrics such as exchange reserves and long-term holder behavior.
That's a fantastic checklist. Ultimately, bringing institutional participation into digital assets introduces its own unique volatility and behavioral patterns, and we're still learning how this dance unfolds.
Exactly. And remember, a single week of redemptions does not undermine the massive structural shift toward regulated Bitcoin exposure.
You've got it. Navigating this evolving landscape really just requires patience, disciplined position sizing, and keeping your focus on long-term fundamentals over the short-term market noise. Thanks for joining us.